Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, we've got one here from Fred Siegel.
This started back in 1987 at Pompano Racetrack in Pompano Beach, Florida. At the time, I was publishing a newspaper about horse racing and also had horses racing and in training at the racetrack. My trainer suggested I come out on a Saturday morning to watch one of my horses work that really wasn't performing that well, and I was thinking of getting rid of it. And he said he had a new person who was going to be jogging the horse and exercising it, so I should come out and watch it. Well, the person he had out there, Kathleen Dempsey, was a magazine editor who would come out to the track on Saturday mornings and exercise the horses as her way of relaxing from the stress of work. Well, the horse that I owned that she was taking around the track at that point performed very well, and when they came back in, I asked her if she would like to go to breakfast. Her response back to me was that she had a lot more horses to exercise that morning, so I said, okay, I'll wait for you. Well, that became our first date that morning, which was over breakfast. Now, over a course of time, Kathleen and I started to date, and she was also seeing some other people at the time. And as I said before, I was publishing a newspaper called the Florida Racing Review. In that paper, I had a word find that I would make up myself with various horse racing terms. And I would always design the word find where after you circled the words in the word find, the letters that were left would spell out a message. Well, about 8 months after we met, I decided I was going to propose to Kathleen by doing the word find and having the message spell out, Kathleen, will you marry me? Which I did. She did not say yes to the first time. And over a course of time, I would put messages into the word find, asking her again, and then it got to a point where I put a message in saying, why won't you marry me? And a lot of the fans at the racetrack got to know us and would come up to her and say, you know, he's a nice guy, why don't you go ahead and marry him? Well, this went on for a while. I even tried putting it up on the tote board at the racetrack. And it was about 10 months after the first proposal at the Bonnet House in Fort Lauderdale, and we were sitting in the gazebo that goes over the lake with swans, white and black swans, swimming in the lake. And it was sort of a romantic setting, so I thought I would try again and got down and proposed to her, and this time she said yes. So we started to plan for a wedding that, being we met at the racetrack, we thought we would do the wedding ceremony at the track. Now, a friend of mine, John Van Lennep, whose mother built Pompano Racetrack, was my best man at the wedding. We had a wedding ceremony that took place in the winner's circle of the track on a race night. The racetrack broadcast our wedding ceremony with our simulcast signal all over the country. As a matter of fact, the next day, Sports Eye in New York had our wedding on the front page above the fold, and below the fold on the front page was a million-dollar horse race. So we actually got top billing over a million-dollar race. on the paper in New York. People all over the country got to see our wedding. That after the ceremony, we had a very nice sit-down reception and dinner for about 140 people on the sixth floor of the racetrack. Our guests all had race programs. Now, that was in 1989, so that was 30 years ago. We are still very happily married. And it just goes to show that you really can get a winner at the racetrack.
Fred Siegel, a story about finding his wife.
Finding love and success and picking a winner at the racetrack.
It teaches you a lesson. You have to be persistent.
Although there are certain kinds of persistence that's called stalking or harassment, this is not one of them. This is just absolutely a beautiful love story. And I gotta tell you, Michael, that you would not believe this, but I related so deeply to this story.
You go to the horse races?
Not regularly, and it's got nothing to do with the fact that I'm the size of a jockey. Years ago, I held a retirement party at Hialeah Racetrack for a colleague of mine who was an aficionado of racing. And we named the race after him. We had on the tote board, the whole thing. It was,
wow.
And he was in the winner's circle. So if I hadn't lived that story, I would have thought this was the most bizarre thing in the world. It's still a fantastic, fantastic story. But racetracks do all kinds of interesting things. And who would have thought that you could ask for something like this?
Well, right? He did have some cachet. He was a horse owner. He had a magazine that he published.
In a sense, I'm saying the same thing you were saying about being persistent. You were saying it about the marriage proposal. I'm saying there's all kinds of fun, wonderful things you can do in this world if you just ask.
And you also need money.
It didn't cost a huge amount, but in this case, it might have for him. He didn't say. But a lot of interesting things don't cost a dime. There's something he said, Michael, that I thought was so romantic, and it had nothing to do with the context I knew it from. But again, everybody who hears a story hears it a different way. So when he said to this woman he just met, whom he invited to breakfast, he said, "I'll wait for you." She had something to do and he wanted to have breakfast. All I could think of was, if it takes forever, I will wait for you. And this was just that line. I just heard that in my head when he said that. We hadn't even gotten to the romance yet. I didn't know that was coming. But that line, there's something so romantic about that line. I'll wait for you.
When I think of horse tracks, I think of gambling, now casinos. There's a lot of money that's flowing around, but the atmosphere doesn't really, I don't imagine it being in a romantic atmosphere.
Well, what they did was very romantic, and I guess it depends. There may be certain lounges, there may be certain places you can go where it's more romantic. Having your wedding announcement on a tote board and having all of this stuff, I think that altogether, the whole excitement of it was very romantic.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. Is there a storytelling event coming up?
I am going to be hosting the $100 Storytelling Slam at the Mad Robot Brewing Company in Boca Raton next Sunday, February 9th. And on Saturday, February 8th, we're going to have professional storyteller Ray Christian at the Boca Raton Public Library. The public library event, the performance, is at 4 p.m., the slam on Sunday at 5. And for more information, write to me at cneile, that's N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Thanks, Karen. Additional information and archive stories can be found at our website at wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The public storyteller returns next Sunday.